All right, so rounding up the pack, we've got Union Villains. And I think this is their first entry, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I kind of looked into the Songfight archive, and, you know, I had some suspicions about this song, so I kind of, like, looked through Bandcamp and even Facebook to, you know, kind of, like, get where they're coming from, because you probably have the same comment, Chumpy. My suspicion is that, you know, I don't think this song is called Freak Flag, so I was wondering if maybe they were attributing this, you know, to another song that they'd already sort of.
Get the
pitchforks out.
Well, but having said that, then I don't know why they would have bothered, because it's so demo. You know, it's so rough.
Yeah, people are dumb though.
Yeah. But no, this song is not entitled Freak Flag, right? This song is entitled Synergy. Because that's the only thing that pops up. I heard the word freak in there once.
Yeah, be my freak and I'll be yours.
Yeah, yeah. So I think the song is entitled Synergy, and it comes right down to it. I don't know how to check the ID3 tag.
Disqualified.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought it had a great, great melody, though. And it's so great that I feel like I've heard it before. And it's maybe sounds a little like that old song Hitchin' a Ride by Vanity Fair. You know, I don't even remember hearing on the radio, but I remember hearing in like commercials for KTEL compilations. And I don't know if either of you are familiar with it.
No.
But yeah, it's very reminiscent of that. Not entirely like too reminiscent of that, though. I think it's still a great melody and they use it really well here. The hallmark of a really great melody is that it sounds kind of like instantly recognizable, and it instantly connects you even if you've never actually heard that exact melody before. So that I think is overall a success with this song.
Their ID3 says Freak Flag, yeah. Parentheses demo. So
okay, well, but still, even then, you know, well, no, I'm not going to make any accusations here.
That's my department, Ryan. Yeah.
Well, even if you give them credit and say that they wrote the song for the title for this week, it's a fresh song, they just wrote it and sent it in, then they fucked up because it's not actually Freak Flag, it should be Synergy, and that is a problem, and you get to choose whether or not that means you're not going to vote for it or not.
Yeah, yeah. And I do wish it was recorded better. I mean, it's so rough. I say that because I think it deserves better, even if it's not Freak Flag, even if this was Synergy and they decided, oh, let's just submit it as this other song.
This is like it's recorded into like the vocal memo function of a StarTAC phone or something like that. That's what it sounds like.
Right. And I feel like the mic should have been pointed at a different sound hole. Like pointed at the mouth, not the guitar hole.
Yeah, that was the problem. But I think the song is just kind of meh with a guitar and a vocal. It's just, okay, it's whatever. I'm never going to listen to it again. It's not so great. But I think if they had an entire room of all their friends sitting around and singing it, like I mentioned in my post on the boards, it would have killed. It would have been great. You would have had this very sort of campfire vibe and everybody singing along and a whole kumbaya moment because you just chose to have a giant chorus of people singing the whole song as if it was like, you know, some lost treasure from the 70s.
Right. Yeah.
They didn't, so they fucked it up. So
yeah. That or literally any more production whatsoever.
Yeah. So. I feel like there's some solid songwriting and definitely some good playing and singing from what I can hear here. And I think that there's some sort of romantic lyrics happening. Like there's that line, no one gets you like me, you know, be my freak and I'll be yours. I feel like this is a kind of a good love song underneath everything, but you just can't hear it. So maybe next time. I feel like there's potential here.
Oh, yeah. No, I think, again, the melody is great. The song definitely has some stuff in it. The lyrics, I wish they'd posted the lyrics, but the lyrics sounded, from what I could make out, very interesting. So, yeah, just, you know, everybody else in this fight put some real effort into the production of the song. And so if they just up their game a little bit, again, I went on Bandcamp. They have the ability to do this kind of production, but it's just not in the song, and it's hard to listen to in its current state.
Right. So. At least it wasn't a ukulele.
Yeah, I don't mind a ukulele.
It's just terrible. That's just a bad decision whenever somebody does that.
Yeah.
I can't knock anybody for bad production because, man, if you go back and listen to my first few songs, they just sound like crap. So, like, if somebody's just starting out, if they should know better but they don't do better, then all right, we've got a problem with that. It's like, you know better, you can do better. Why didn't you? You don't get any credit. But, I mean, you know, as a person, I wouldn't ding them for having bad production. I will say I'm never going to listen to that song again because the production was terrible and you don't get credit for having one leg. But, you know, you're not a bad person. You just made a bad song.
Yeah.
Okay.